Hello?
Hi, my name is Shane Dill. I'm calling you back. Sorry, I just missed your call. Calling from a home care agency.
From where?
I'm calling from a home care agency. I see you just tried calling us a few minutes ago. I'm calling you back.
Okay.
How can I help you?
I don't understand. Who are you calling from?
I'm calling from Family First Home Care. Do you need home
There's a
care
home.
services?
Like what?
We do home care services. We send caregivers to people that need help in their home, cleaning, laundry, cooking, or we could sign up a family member to be the caregiver.
No, I'm cool right now.
So I see you reached out. I'm just returning your call. Do you need home care services? Or do you know anyone that needs home care?
No, I'm good, I'm good. I think I dialed the I don't need home care. I really don't. I thought I was calling for like for some outlets and things like that in my house.
Again, what are you calling for?
I thought you guys help with the outlets and things like that in the house.
Electricity, you mean? Like outlets of
Not
electricity?
like yeah, food. I need help with food.
Oh, food. Like Meals on Wheels, this kind of service?
Huh?
Meals on Wheels, this kind of service? Prepared meals delivered.
Well, listen, I don't get food stamps, right? And I've been trying to apply for the food stamp, but they don't answer the phone or nothing. And I'm just a little bit disabled. And my welfare office is very far from where I live at to be traveling to fill out
Oh.
application and everything. I try to do it through the phone, but they don't answer the phone.
Oh,
You
so you want to
understand?
apply for food stamps?
Yeah, that too. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
And
Then, no, we
the
don't have
last.
food stamps. But you mentioned that you're disabled. So if you're disabled, then we can definitely help you with home care services. You can have a caregiver help you in your home.
Like what?
So do you have anyone that helps you, like a family member?
No,
No?
nobody cares about me.
Okay. So we can have one of our caregivers come to your house and help you with whatever you need help around the house. You
Like
could
what?
maybe you could use you mentioned you're disabled. Do you use a wheelchair or a walker or
Yeah, I use a cane.
a cane? So maybe we can have someone come into your house and help you getting around the house. Maybe you need help with cleaning or laundry. Maybe you do cooking. You do cooking. I'm not sure. Like we offer how many?
Well, my laundry, my washing machine is broken. My dryer is still working. I need a new washing machine.
Oh,
I'm a,
so we don't
yeah.
send new washing machines. We can,
I know, I know, I
but
know.
I'm saying with the service, the actual service of doing the laundry or cooking, cleaning, if you need maybe help with help to get to your cane, like help walk around or whatever you need, this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
We can help you. We can have a caregiver sent to your house.
okay.
Does it sound interesting to you? Do you need that? I
Okay,
could see if you're eligible for the
another
service and have you signed up.
problem is, right, I gotta call Health Partners and for they can send me a new car too. Because I love
Oh, so we
I,
can do that after the call, right? I could take your information and we can have you signed up for the home care services, and then we could call Health Partners if you need a new card.
Yeah, I need a new car. I called
Okay,
them and
do you
they send me a
have
start.
Medicaid?
I get SSDI.
What about Medicaid?
No, I don't got that. I've been trying to get that.
You don't have Medicaid?
No, I've been trying to get that too.
How do you have Health Partners?
Supposedly, I'm supposed to see it like another month or two, but that's taking too long.
So you have
understand?
health partners, but not through Medicaid?
Nope.
No. Do you think you're eligible for Medicaid?
I don't know. I'm 52. What do you think?
Do you have an income?
I have an income. I get SSDI.
How much do you get a month?
$1,300.
How much?
$1,300.
500?
1,300.
1,300. Okay, and that's all you. That's all your income.
Yep.
Okay. What about assets? Do you own a house, a car?
Well, supposedly, listen to me, right? Supposedly, also doing mortgage, right?
Uh-huh.
And then one day, the mortgage company sent me a letter that my house was sold, right?
Oh.
And then my house was sold, but how my house was sold, I'm paying mortgage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they went behind my house. They went behind my back and sold my house. Right?
Oh.
And I called them and they said, we got to do something about this because how are you going to sell a house? Supposedly I'm paying mortgage on. You know what I mean? The time was because, okay, I was receiving no income because I was getting no exercise and everything. Now that I, you know what I mean? When I received the paper that I got my benefits and everything, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They were supposed to send me a paper about my house, you know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. they told me, they sent me letters that my house is sold. My house is sold. My house is sold, and they were supposed to give me $5,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still, and that was like over a month ago. I'm still waiting for that paper to come in. You know what I'm saying? To find out what's going on with my house. I ain't see nobody coming out or nothing. Like, no sheriff or nothing to put me out. So I've been a while. So I'm in contact with them. Don't even answer the phone. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. So I'm not sure if you're eligible for Medicaid, but I could check. If you're eligible, then you can have we can have you sign up for the services. Maybe what's your – I could check with your date of birth and social.
Okay, my date of birth is January 30th. 1973.
53? 53? 73. 73, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about social?
Now, social is 174-581177.
77. Let me take a look. And your name?
David Pavone.
David Pavone. Okay, you do have Medicaid. I do see your name coming up in the Medicaid.
Yeah, but I don't got the card. I never received the card.
Okay, we could get you a new card, but I'm trying to say is that you have active Medicaid. You are on Medicaid. So you can actually be eligible for the services. So now I can have you signed up, and we could send you a caregiver come to your house and help you with whatever you need help, like laundry and whatever you said before, cleaning.
But with laundry, I don't have a washing machine. I have a dryer. My washing machine is broken down. I got to get a new one.
Oh, so maybe she could go to whatever the caregiver could go to the
okay,
laundry
okay.
But the all thing right, is right, that...
Okay, listen to me. The problem is right now, right, you know the water pipe that goes from the outside to outside, it's clogged up. Right? It's clogged up, so all that water, something's wrong with the pipe outside that the water is not going out completely.
Yeah, I understand. So maybe we can have someone fix it, but first I could take your information and we could have you signed up for the services. I think that would be great. You'll have someone come in and help you.
Okay.
Then maybe they can help you get the washing machine fixed.
Okay.
But my point is that first, I think you could use the help, right?
Yeah,
since you're disabled.
Okay. But listen to me. Getting the washing machine fixed is that's not the point. The thing is the pipe outside to go from the basement to outside.
Yeah.
There's something wrong. It doesn't let the water go out.
So maybe a plumber needs to fix that,
right?
Right,
but listen to it. They got to come out. They got to break the sidewalks and put, you know, I think, you know, it's called a water trap, right,
mm-hmm.
for the water to go out. Something's wrong with that trap. They have to come
but
out.
I'm
they got to
sure
break
they
the
can
sidewalk.
fix it.
Okay, but listen to me. They got to break the sidewalks, dig that hole, and put in a new pipe. You understand me?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
gotta
get it,
get
yeah.
a company. I gotta get a company to do that.
Right. Yeah, I understand.
Exactly.
Yes, that's
right.
That's
Then,
right.
Exactly, and then I can do that. I can go get a new washing machine. But why I'm gonna spend money on a new washing machine if the water is going to just keep coming to my basement? You understand?
Yeah, I understand.
I gotta get that pipe fixed, and that's gonna cost me a lot of money right now. I got the money in the bank, you know what I mean? The problem is get a company to come in and get that thing fixed for me. And I don't know how to do that. I don't have nobody to call to do that. You understand? Because
yeah.
when I want my case to get SSDI.
Mm-hmm.
When I want my case to get SSDI, that's when I've been trying to get help for everything after that. You understand me?
Yeah.
So it's hard to try to find a number to get a company to come and fix that pipe. And it's going to cost me like $1,000-something to get that pipe fixed. You understand me?
Yeah. Yeah, right. I do understand, yes. Yes. So let me first get all your information, and then we'll see about the washing machine problem. So,
My question is this. What's your name? Who am I speaking to?
My name is Shindel. I'm with Family First Home Care.
Okay.
So let me explain you the process. Once I get your information, I'll send it into our rehab special enrollment team. They will help you enroll in a program called a waiver program, which is for home care services. Okay, you'll have an assessment done. We'll call a broker. I'll give you a number. You'll call a broker. They will have you assessed.
I don't have a pen and paper either.
What?
I don't have a pen and paper to write all the information.
Oh, that's
down.
Fine. I could text you if you want.
Yes.
Is that fine?
Yes, that...
I'll send you a text.
Okay,
and
cool,
once
cool, cool.
We will help, our enrollment team will help you with the process of with the assessment, calling the broker. Once they approve you for services, that means they will approve you for a certain amount of hours per week. Let's say they approve you for 10 or 20 hours, then we will have a caregiver come into your house and help you with that amount of hours every week.
Okay.
That sounds good?
Yeah, that's not, well, you're willing to help me. Why not?
Yes, and we will pay the caregiver. You don't have to pay them. We will pay them. They will clock in, and we will pay them.
Oh, cool. Oh, my God.
Yes. It's a service. It's a great service. So let me ask you, do you have any other phone besides this number you called?
This is the only phone I have.
758-1110, only number. And
the
when we
number,
look
yeah.
for the caregiver, do you prefer a male or a female, or is it a difference?
A female would be nice.
Female preferred. And do you have any pets?
I have one cat.
One cat?
One cat, yeah.
One cat. What about smoking? Do you smoke?
Yeah, I smoke cigarettes. I smoke cigarettes, but I'm not a heavy smoker, though.
Okay. And again, you said you need help. You have a cane.
Yes.
And you could use help with cleaning.
Yes, cleaning. Yep.
Laundry. What else? Cooking as well.
Yeah, I don't even know how to cook breakfast.
Now, can I get your address?
You want my address?
Yes, please.
Yes, 3541 Stalton Street, Stoughton is Stoughton.
So that's Street.
Let me spell it again.
No, that's okay. I got it. Stoughton Street and the zip code?
Philadelphia, PA 19134.
34. Okay. And do you have any minors present in your home? Any kids? I guess.
No, I'm the only person here.
No.
I'm the only person here.
Okay. Now, I think I got all the information. Do you have any questions?
The question is like,
I'll send you a text so you have my name and number, and you can let me know if you have any questions.
No, not right now. Anything besides that. That's it. I need help. Somebody give me my food stamps again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I need help.
Maybe you need to reach out to Medicaid for that. I'm not sure. But I could give you a number for Medicaid. I could transfer you after the call.
Okay. Because I've been trying to call the welfare office that goes on Broad and Lehigh.
Okay.
And they don't answer the phone. They just put me, you know, like the answering machine, but they don't answer the phone.
Oh. Okay, let me see. I'm sending you the number for you to contact. It's called the broker, so we can start with a process of have you set up for the services, home care. So
yeah,
I'll send it to you now.
Yeah, because I need my medical card. I need my food stamps. And you know what I mean? Like, I need my food stamp card. You know what I mean? Things like that.
Okay, that's for Medicaid. I'll have to transfer you to Medicaid. We do home care services only.
Okay.
Okay, and for the home care, I sent you the number for you to contact to set up an assessment.
Okay.
I sent you the text. Okay.
Okay.
So let me know if you have any questions, and and we'll have one of our enrollment team will reach out to you. Just make sure to answer the call, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay. Any questions, you can call or text my number.
All right. And your number is on the text, right?
Yes, on the text, yeah.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, sure. We'll be
can you
next,
have a,
David, okay?
Yeah, you have a blessed day.
You
no,
too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
God bless.